everyone, and thanks for listening to the Adulting is Easy podcast. This is Lauren, and I manage both the Adulting is Easy blog and podcast at realadultingiseasy.com. I'm joined today by my little sister, Jenjo.
Yeah, nothing new there. Back at it again.
Here we are. Back again. Our goal for today, as always, is to make adulting a bit easier for my sister and all of our listeners by explaining a personal finance topic, since managing money is a big part of adulting. Today, Jenny, I'm going to tell you about life cycle planning.
Ooh, okay. Let's get into it.
Get stoked. So, one of the first topics that I came across in my graduate certificate program, I'm going to Boston University right now online for just a graduate certificate in financial planning. So there's 7 classes, but in the very first class, this topic came up called life cycle planning, and I thought it was kind of interesting. So let's talk about it, and then we can give our reactions to it.
Okay.
So number one, so basically the idea is that you should be doing different things with your finances at different points in your life.
Okay.
So number one, you're not quite there yet. It's the early years. And it's like approximately age 18 to 26.
Okay. That's like 6 months away from me.
Yep. So listen up. So during this time, the individual's main financial focus is going to be handling their consumption needs. So they should be using a budget to balance these needs and should be paying down like student and auto loans that they've accumulated over time. Mm-hmm, right. Those are the things that young people are going to have. So from a risk management perspective, they should also consider maybe disability insurance, right? Because at 18 to 26, you're not being supported by your parents anymore, but you probably also don't have a significant other that you could fall back on financially, right? Mm-hmm. So if you become disabled, you should have disability insurance to help you.
So your planning method takes into account the obstacles like that are probably during those years in your life. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
I see.
So also, this is when, we've talked about this before, Jenny, this is when you should be thinking about your emergency fund. So you should definitely have, in my opinion at least, an emergency fund in place before they enter the second stage of their life. So there would also, I think, sometimes when you look up life cycle planning, people historically in the first phase, whatever that's called, in this case, I'm calling it the early years, they didn't used to think about retirement at all. But there is a group of young people who I think they've heard so much about the housing market crash, right, mm-hmm. of 2008, 2009, right in that area, and then the very long recovery after that. And now there's going to be a whole other group of people that have gone through this coronavirus pandemic and the resulting recession from that. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be more people that are more concerned about their financial future here than there used to be.
Okay.
So number two is the family formation years. And this is ages 27 to 35. So this is where I am.
Right.
Except okay. I'm not really forming a family.
Yeah. You got married. That's kind of part
married.
Of it.
Yeah. No, we're a family. We have the same last name. So so during this stage, budgeting is still going to be important. And so is managing consumption. But they're also going to be doing something like purchasing a home probably at this point. So there's going to be an interest in choosing the right mortgage and then managing that debt load. Parents also need to add life insurance as well, because it's not that big of a deal. Like right now, if I died, Eric would be totally fine because he has good income and I have like $100,000 in life insurance just through my job. He doesn't have any life insurance right now. It is something we're looking into. But imagine if we had a kid and I lost him, you know, and I was going to count on him to have to be able to pay not only half the bills, but also save for the education,
right.
health insurance, all of that. So you really need that once you become a parent, for sure. And Eric's going to get it anyways. But
so to just branch out a little bit here, you said Eric doesn't have life insurance. Is that normal? I thought you should have life insurance like throughout your life.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Eric is 27. So it's pretty unusual to have life insurance before that.
Okay.
But yeah, once you become a high earner, you know, basically having life insurance is like, so that anybody that you're with can basically grieve. Like if he were to die, I would need some time to actually, grieve and things like that. Mm-hmm. That I wouldn't be able to do if
right.
I didn't have, well, I would be able to, because we have some net worth we could fall back on, but a lot of people don't. So number three is, I thought this was kind of funny. It's middle age.
Hmm.
So in middle age, people shift their focus. And by the way, this is ages 36 to 49, which I thought was funny. Because I don't really think of that as being super middle age. Like, 36, you're middle age? Maybe it's just too close to where I am. But so in middle age, people are going to shift their focus from raising a family to accumulating their wealth, generally, as they look towards retirement. So they're going to be saving in earnest, and they also need to have a plan for their child's or their children's education expenses. So also disability insurance, life insurance should still be in place, as these are still going to be their working years.
Okay.
Makes sense? So phase four, the golden years, ages 50 to 67. Again, like no matter where you are in life, or how you look at life cycle planning, there's different names for these phases, right? But this is just kind of how they taught it in my class. But so the golden years, ages 50 to 67, whatever you call this stage, there's a continued focus on accumulation and preservation of assets. So people in this life cycle stage are going to be working towards paying off their mortgages and other long-term debt, and there's also going to be a serious focus on retirement planning and estate planning, right?
Okay.
And then the last one, the retirement years. I always thought golden years, retirement years, same thing, but in my class, they split it up. So
yeah,
number five, the retirement years, ages 67-ish plus. So during retirement years, they should have a plan for income distribution, right? How and when I'm going to use my retirement plans. When am I going to use my IRA? When am I going to use my 401k, for example? Their taxable accounts, other assets. How are they going to use them and when? And so distribution planning is going to rely heavily on tax planning also. And estate planning is going to be in high gear during retirement. People want to consider what their legacy will be. You know, do they want to leave wealth to their family members? Do they want to use it all? Do they want to leave it to charity, perhaps? Those kinds of things.
Gotcha.
So those are the five phases of the life cycle planning that I learned about, again, in one of my courses at Boston University. And what I'll say is this is a great starting place, right? If you want to have the typical life where, you know, you start working when you're 22, you retire when you're 65, that's a very normal thing to do. If, like Eric and I, or like some people, you want to retire earlier than that, you really need to condense those phases down.
Right.
And focus very early on, much earlier than other people would, on wealth accumulation.
Right. This is just a generalization.
Right. Okay. More like guidelines than rules, if you will. Yeah.
Would you say most people do retire by the time they're 67?
Yeah. 67 is about right. So you can start taking Social Security as of right now at 62. Mm-hmm. That age will go up. You can start getting Medicare for your health insurance at 65.
Nice.
So if you think about mom and dad, if dad retires, what are they going to do for health insurance until, you know, he's 65? Because he's 60 right now.
Right.
It's an issue. You can pay. You have to pay out of pocket, basically. Mm-hmm. So that goes into your planning. Do we have enough to pay for health insurance for the next 5 years? Or should I work for 5 years?
Right.
Dad will probably work the whole time. But anyways...
Yeah.
If you want to retire early, like Eric and I want to take kind of a step back and retire in like 10 years.
I know, that's so that'll be like ridiculous.
That'll be like 25 years until Medicare.
So you have to pay out of pocket.
There's going to be a lot. Eric will do is work part-time for at least like 10, 20 years after that.
Just Eric? And you're just going to...
Yeah, I'm just going to chill.
Just gonna vibe.
No, I'll do other stuff. I might go and do, you know, becoming a financial planner. I might get into financial coaching. Maybe I'll become a real estate agent. Maybe I'll have a kid. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll find something to do. It'll be all right. So that's what I've planned today. Not a whole lot. Did you learn something?
Yeah, I did. I learned about the guidelines of life cycle planning. It's pretty straightforward. It wasn't anything like shocking. Like,
no,
it makes
but
sense.
I just hadn't really ever thought about it that way. And dividing it up like that.
Yeah.
So this was in my class, Intro to Financial Planning. So, and you can find that blog, What is Life Cycle Planning, which was posted in July 2020 at realadultingiseasy.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at adultingiseasy. We're also on Facebook. And you can email us at realadultingiseasy@gmail.com. You could also show your support at patreon.com/adultingiseasy.
Thanks again for listening. Hopefully we've made adulting a little easier for you.
See ya.